Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, citizens, to the 10th episode of Liberty Critical Research Podcast. As your media director, it is my duty to inform you that the following story has been labeled explicit and is intended for mature audiences. Our next regularly scheduled release will be our Q&A episode. Thank you, everyone, who submitted questions. Starting on February 9th, we will begin broadcasting a series of short Liberty-themed horror stories in the show Liberty Tales from the Tower. Work for Season 2 of Liberty Critical Research has already begun, and Season 2 is planned for release in June. Thank you, and stay tuned to the Liberty Podcast for future stories.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Wake up! Wake up! You all have about 8 minutes until you gotta leave this room. You're always welcome back another time. We got morning spirits at the bar if it suits you.
Oh, my neck.
Oh, my everything more like.
Reeve, Gradius, why couldn't we have slept in the bed? There's room.
You could have. It was your choice once the workers left. But whether or not you chose to sleep in a highly frequented fringe brothel's bed was really up to you. Frankly, the ground may have been the better option.
Showers.
You took one last night. You'll live. Pack your gear, eat something, and let's find our next interviewee.
Based on the conversation from yesterday, there is a market down the street several blocks. It would be an interesting way to examine their economy and further explore their trade systems.
These trade systems seem pretty standard to me. You got scrap, I trade you scrap. Nothing these degenerates have is really worth a tofu.
It may appear that way to you, Sev, but this is a different culture we are investigating. Values, beliefs, faiths, everything could be vastly different from what you consider to be true.
Yeah, I remember that.
Speaking of values, let's leave before we have to pay more for this place.
This place is filled every night.
Listen, music.
What should I call that music?
I'm recording this. Listen to the melody and the slow but pervasive beat.
That woman sure is an enthusiastic dancer.
Also a man.
Done. I'm very much done with this place.
Keep your voice down.
Ah, here comes Shining and Lush. Please, Gradius.
What?
Thank them for their time.
Thanking isn't really a... Hey, beauties. We'll be calling on yous again sometime.
Always welcome back, sexy. Never worked so little for a meal in my life.
You're both are right on yous way to being Sark.
Glad I didn't chat you and your gang to sleep. Not so much watchers as listeners, are they?
Well, they still got a pretty look, and that's a certain enjoyable thing.
Such a charmer.
A generous charmer.
Shiny, Lush, patrons for you. Those ones are on the way out.
Bye, handsome.
Sir, either take your party to the bar and order drinks, or leave Penny's place.
No problem. Just telling your fine girls we'd be back. Come on, all, let's leave. Got a market to see.
You're always welcome back, so long as you got the meal for it.
Enjoy yourselves? Penny's place got your future poke if you got future meal. Come back again.
Yeah.
Night then.
Penny's place is such an anomaly. They have such a perfect structure of business. A hierarchy of power, an active understanding of commerce, a meeting space of information, a display of pervasive culture and arts.
Kofsky, please. It was a brothel.
Yeah, a place better suited as a hole in the ground. All this and we haven't really touched on the real reason we all know we're out here, doing this shit. The threat. What kind of threat do gangs pose to Atreus? Sure, talking to sex workers will get you some info you find fascinating, but Shiny isn't going to know anything about military power.
To an extent, you're right. Dr. Fawn and Mrs. Possette were rather interested in the military aspects of the Fringers in their briefing.
These groups won't just come forward with information regarding their military strength. To assume we could easily access such information is foolish.
Speaking of foolish, I feel as though down the street was not an adequate set of directions for finding this market. Could we possibly ask someone for better directions?
Good idea. That dealer over there, the loner, probably selling low-grade goods. I'll ask him.
Hey, you looking for something?
Actually, yes.
Well, what you want?
Where's the market?
What you looking for? I may got it.
No, we want a market.
Well, if there's nothing in it for me, why should I help you?
Look, all you gotta do is point.
I got goods. What are you looking for?
Nothing you got. Never mind.
Ah, wait. I can walk you there. Only cost you a meal.
That's shit. A meal ain't worth no market walk. I'll find a scrapper and he'll tell me for a tin.
A tin's nice. I'd do a tin. Come on, then. Come on.
Tin when we get there, not before.
Can I seize you got it, at least?
Tin ain't nothing.
Good. This way. Follow me. So, out of pennies. Nice place, eh? Friend of mine turned into a pretty nice permanent fixture there, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Well, you know, one thing to another, and...
We're done with this story.
Okay, you know, for maybe 2 more tin, I can get you a spinner and some hair. Or 3, and I get you a needle, too. Real good quality hair, coarse, warm, easy to spin.
No, not interested.
Right. You don't seem like the spinner sort anyhow. How about some buddies?
Huh?
You know, you just came from Penny's place. Probably came a lot, actually. So you're probably out of buddies. You know, Penny don't let you risk not having them. I got, what, a buddy of 10? I'll do you one better. 5 for 4.
Also done with this.
Just trying to make this worth me time. What about the little guy? Don't talk much, eh? I got something that'll make you so fucked up you'll be talking backwards. No? Come on, it's quality stuff time. You know, Halakanook stuff. The good stuff. The stuff that'll let you...
Shut it.
Right. Alright, so no to the hard stuff. Oh, what about meat? I got some eyes, some jerky, tasty stuff. Fresh, too. See? They were still kicking just last night. No? Nah, okay. But pennies. How about a girl? A guy? Whichever. What about a buddy? Friends of mine in the raiding business can get you what evs you want. Some of them can't like them kinda young. I'm not into it, but some are! Whatever you want, I can provide.
The market.
Soon. You got a heavy guy there. Violins might be more your thing. How about guns? Big guns, small guns, even the fancy stuff that innies use.
You lying puss face. Any guns don't work for anyone but innies.
They do. I get them special modded. Innies think they got all this stuff blocked up. Shitheads don't think we got them. We do. I know this one guy pops these special guns open like nothing. Makes them ours for good.
How?
I dunno. Not the sciencey type. Cost a lot, though. Way more than a 10. We'd be talking meal. Lots of meal.
How many available?
Wow! Interested. I personally got 2.
More.
Now on me, so no sly ideas. But I can bring you to them.
How many are there? All of them.
When I saw you, I knew you. I knew it. You were war boss types. Got the look in you. What with my associates got and the smart man. I don't know. Maybe I can get you. Say 12 if you want them next night. More if you can wait. They sell quick. Usually 30 meal per. flavor don't matter. But I might be able to get you a bulk discount.
We could avoid a war just by paying for all their guns.
I can't believe that they have people capable of hacking the failsafe systems on our munitions.
So if I could wait, how many we talking?
A shit ton! Smarty's got a regular supply. In a moon, we could have you with a small army. But it'll cost you a small warehouse, I'll tell you that. Now tell me, you really interested, or are you just fucking with me?
Just fucking with you. You think someone with a warehouse and meal goes to the damn market?
Wish you weren't fucking with me. Wish you weren't.
You know, market in so far.
Something's amiss.
I don't see anyone.
Maybe we was fucking with you, but now I'm rather sure you're fucking with us.
If you know where the market was, you would know I wasn't.
Not a fucking sound. I don't believe him, Jalo. Keep your eyes open. Don't trust this degenerate.
There's casings and needles on the ground. I thought these had value. Perhaps they are worth less here.
No, Nokovsky, they aren't.
If you don't take these back roads, you always gotta pay gang tolls. Got 7-10 to spend at the market, and those tolls take 5 off you. These back ways look like a maze, but you'll have more to spend when you get there. So, what are you headed to the market for? Got someone there for you? Someone who's got something I don't?
There's movement in the windows. Hostiles.
You led us to a fucking ambush.
You shot him.
Yeah, now run.
Down.
This is not the way we came from.
Break left.
That way has guns.
Break right. Go. You're clear. Just move.
I've been shot.
Your legs still work. Keep moving. Down.
Where are we?
I don't know. Where's Gradius?
I don't see him.
They're surrounding us. We need to move.
What about that window?
Nice.
Get them. You shot them!
Yeah, now move.
They're coming in. Out the front. Go!
Jalo!
No. Drop it, big guy.
Boss, they got Saltos hunting them.
Howl, Club Bats, get the scum Saltos out our territory. You, big guy.
It's Jungfist, you...
Stop! Now, you won't make any friends that way.
Friends?
Pick Jalo up.
Yeah, get her up. We got a walk to go on.
Saltos all sorted, boss.
Good. Good. Put up the new prizes and let's head on home. Shh. Relax, Jungfist. It would be a shame if you all couldn't join us for dinner. Well, partake.
Put them up!
Loot them and leave them. We got a few good guests for tonight. And here I was thinking it was just a boring night at the market.
Thank you for listening to the Liberty Podcast. Episode 10 of Liberty Critical Research was written by Caitlin Statz and co-created and produced by Travis Van Groff. The voice of Martel Lukovsky is Paul Nea. Decima Jalo was Lauren Griffin. Severus Ljungqvist was Travis Van Groff. Gertius Rodriguez was John Hex Carter. Shiny was Emily Amasquita. Lush was Nicole Fernandez. The hostess was Caitlin Sanzo. The Sark guard was Brandon Strader. The Salto salesman was Tony Baldini. Howell was Robert Pitsley. And Dismas was Sean Francis. Liberty Critical Research Season 1 was mixed by Brandon Strader. The music and sound for this broadcast were recorded and designed by Careless Juja. If you have enjoyed listening to Liberty Critical Research, please rate and review us on iTunes. To support the Liberty Podcast, please visit our Patreon at patreon.com/libertypodcast. Liberty is a Fool and Scholar production. This production is copyright 2015 by John Dossinger Publishing, and Liberty is a trademark of Travis Van Groff. Thank you for listening, and may the Archon watch over you.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you, and let's make season two even more memorable together.